Auto Tech, can I help you?
Hey Victor, it's Joe over here at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
How about you?
Good. Is this a good time to chat for you? I know it's Monday morning.
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay. So I know you were just talking to Taylor and you were mentioning that you might be interested in opening a second store?
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been thinking of doing that?
Probably about a year or so.
Oh, okay. Do you already have like a location picked out?
Or I do, yeah.
You do? Okay, nice. Okay, do you know how much it's going to cost you to...
No, not yet.
Not yet, okay. How much did it... Do you know how much it took you to open your first store?
Take about 150,000.
150,000.
Between equipment and operating capital and everything.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we do offer both programs, equipment financing and working capital. And the good thing is being able to split up the two loans, it doesn't affect how much you're able to approve you per per program. What type of equipment would you need?
Shop equipment like tools, lift, alignment machine, and all the other stuff.
Okay. Alignment. Okay. So those are about like 50 to 35 each.
No, more than that. Probably about, it's going to take about 150 for the equipment, and maybe the equipment alone probably going to be about 130, 120, 130.
Okay, 130, 120, okay. Okay, and then do you already have a vendor you're looking to purchase the equipment from?
I always do Snap-on.
Snap-on, okay. Okay. And do you have any quote or invoice from them?
No, but I mean, I'm still financing for this shop here, and other, and I think one is paid off, the other one's like, have like 2 years still left on it.
Oh, okay, so some of the equipment that you have with Snap-on for this current store right now, you're still paying them off.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been in business for?
About, in business in general, about 25 years.
Oh, nice, okay. And how long for this location?
About 7 years.
7 years. Oh, okay. So you've been in industry about 25, and this store has been here about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes, for Auto Tech, yeah.
Nice. Okay. Okay, and then do you do any, like, insurance work or mostly mechanical?
You know, only mechanical. I do a lot of warranty, but mechanical.
Okay, warranty, but mostly mechanical. No insurance.
Mm-hmm. No insurance.
Oh, okay. Insurance is good, but they take forever anyway, so.
Yeah, we're not a body shop. We mechanic. We do once or twice, once here and there, but it's not our thing.
Okay. And most of your customers, are they returning customers, or do you have... Oh, okay, nice. Customers... Do you work with, like, AAA at all? Like, you know, when they have, like, you know...
No, with a lot of towing company, they drop off a car here, but not AAA.
Okay. Okay. And then for the other location, do you have to put any down payment for, you know, the shop itself or the location? Or are you looking to purchase it outright, or more mortgage or rent?
Oh, no, I'm just going to rent it and start it from scratch.
Okay. Okay. And have you looked into financing the location? Like financing
right
now?
We're still negotiating, me and the landlord, you know. It used to be a shop, but they're out of business, so.
Okay. And then you're just negotiating the prices right now?
Yes, we'll get you in the lease on.
Okay. So you said it's about 120, 130 around for the equipment
yes,
itself.
Yes,
to
buy all the equipment, yeah.
Do you have to do any kind of renovation inside, any construction?
No, the place used to be a shop. It's going to be very, very minor.
Oh, I see.
Painting and stuff like that.
Okay, so that's not too much. Maybe like a grand or two or something.
No. Yeah.
Okay. And then, so would you need any additional working capital on top just to get the shop running?
Yeah, I always prefer to have like 20,000 or something.
20,000? Okay. 20,000 or so. Okay. And do you have any other loans out right now?
Loan, I have my credit line.
Okay, line of credit?
That's line of credit, that's it.
Oh, okay. What's the bank you're using right now?
Bank of America.
Bank of America, okay. How big is the bank, or how big is the credit line?
50,000.
50,000, okay. What's the balance on it right now?
I use it all. I just pay the interest every month, and I renew it every year. I don't think I'm going to renew it this year. I was going to just pay it off.
Okay. Would you be interested in, you know, let's just say, for example, you qualify for a larger amount of working capital, would you be interested in paying off the line at all?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I can run some numbers and see, you know, what works best for you. What's your APR with them?
That's why I want to pay it off. I think they charge me like 7-8. That's too much.
Oh, wow. That is a really expensive line of credit then.
Yeah.
And how long have you been, how long ago have you maxed it out?
Well, it's not maxed out. You know, I have a dealership, and I take the money so I could buy cars and I sell them. You know, the 50,000 making me more money than what I'm paying.
I
could pay it off. I mean, it's not like I max it out and I spend the money. I have the money equity in cars.
Oh, I see.
But I own another dealership, too.
Oh, you own a dealership. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it used cars or new cars?
Used cars.
Okay.
So instead of I go with the flooring, which is going to cost you like 20%, I don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to ask you if you use a floor plan.
No, I don't use it. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, they charge you, I mean, there's two ways to pay for it. They charge you either, you know, when you sell it or, you know.
No, we did the math. It's end up about 22-23% by the time you finish, buy the car, sell it, and pay the fees.
I see, okay. And is the used car also in the same lot as your...
No. It's on 3720.
Totally,
yeah, totally different business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. And then... how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680. Do you think you're around that or above?
My credit is about 748 to 760 the last time I checked.
Oh, wow. That's
pretty
good.
My house 2 months ago.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's definitely a good credit. So that's good. Okay. And then our loans are primarily based on sales. What was the gross annual sales like last year for AutoTech?
About 900,000, 800,000, about between 800 and 900.
Okay. Okay. That's pretty good. Okay, that's good. So that's your sales are good and your credit's pretty good. So we definitely can do something for you within the lines of the 120 for the equipment and also get some additional capital on top.
Can you hold on a second, please?
Sure.
Hello? Not bad, how are you, Jeff? No, I'm on my way, actually. It's going to take me like 20 minutes to be there. Are you going to be around? Okay, thanks a lot, man. Thank you. Hello, yeah, I'm sorry. I really got to leave, honey.
Yeah, I just heard that. Okay, how about this? I'll send over the application for both equipment and capital, and then it's just a one-page application. I just need most recent 6 months bank statements and your most recent tax return, and that way I can get you an answer in about 24 to 48 hours to let you know exactly what you qualify for. What's a good email for you?
Nas, my first name and last name at gmail.com. NasrSafiddin@gmail.com.
Sorry, can you say that again?
NasrSafiddin@gmail.com.
Okay.
NASS, my first name and last name, NASSER. SAFIEDDINE@gmail.com.
Okay. @gmail.com. Okay, perfect. I'll do that. Do you know when you might be able to get the documents into me?
There is another bank was calling me about. I don't know if you guys are the same guy, but I'll probably get them
guy.
Today.
Same guy.
I'm gonna try to do my best today.
Today,
I said, I'm gonna prove I'm moving to a new house and stuff, so that's why it's taking me a while.
Yeah,
I'll get hold of my CPA and have him email me everything, and I'll forward it to you guys.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm, bye.